President John Mahama has received letters of credence from 5 envoys at Flagstaff House in Accra. They are from Morocco, Norway, Portugal, Mexico, and Belarus. The envoys are expected to work towards building bilateral and economic ties with Ghana. Proposing a toast after the envoys had presented their letters of credence, President Mahama urged them to step up diplomatic relations by encouraging investors to invest in the country. A report by Pascalina Dadevo.
First to present a letter of credence was Nezha Inhandi from Morocco. She has a doctorate degree in international relations. She says a number of Moroccan companies and SMEs look forward to investing in Ghana and establishing sustainable trade between the two countries. Madame Inhandi hopes to preserve the historical and bilateral cooperation between Ghana and Morocco, which started since 1960. Next was Hege Hesberg from Norway. Norway is a social democratic country and shares common values with Ghana. Its embassy here is relatively young. With her vast experience in oil and gas, Norway has been generous in sharing her expertise with Ghana. Indeed, Ghana's legislature on oil and gas is modeled on that of Norway.
High point of our relations was when the Crown Prince and Crown Princess visited Ghana in the year 2011. And during that period, we signed a memorandum of understanding for which Norway gave Ghana a grant of $6.5 million for environmental studies in respect of the oil and gas industry, and I want to express our appreciation for that.
Dr. Simayo Mesquita from Portugal sees her duty tour in Ghana as an exciting one. President John Mahama urged Portugal to go beyond the language barrier and establish business contacts with other emerging African countries. From Mexico was Marco Antonio Garcia Blanco. He has a 30-year career in the Mexican Foreign Service and is a permanent observer to ECOWAS. Even though trade and economic relations between Ghana and Mexico is low, Mr. Blanco pledged to step up bilateral cooperation. Last but not least was Vyacheslav Bekonski from Belarus. Ghana has maintained diplomatic relations with Belarus since 1992. In the days of the Soviet Union, a number of Ghanaians had the opportunity to study in universities in Belarus.
In Ghana, Belarus is a popular name. It often doesn't refer to the country, but it refers to a very strong tractor, which is very popular with Ghanaian farmers. It is believed to be very strong and can really do the job of plowing and harrowing, and it requires very little maintenance. And this tractor is produced in the Minsk tractor factory in Belarus. And several of our business people have tried to establish relations with this particular tractor factory to see if it's possible to put up an assembly plant for the tractor here in Ghana. Apart from that, there are several other areas in which Belarus has a comparative advantage when it comes to manufacturing, and I think that we can collaborate in those sectors as well.
President Mahama wished the envoys a successful duty tour in Ghana.
Pascaline Adadevo reporting.